Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joanna Brandy's here, too. Joanna is one of my favorite folks on the planet, not just in the brain trust, but on the planet. She's a very special lady, president of Joanna Brandy & Company. She's been doing this almost as long as I have. She's the author of Winning Customer Attention, 54 Ways to Stay Positive in a Changing, Challenging, and Sometimes Negative World. Also, Building Customer Loyalty. That's actually a Bible on customer care. She's the one who taught us about customer care, too, by the way, folks. Joanna Brandy, welcome back to the show.
Oh, and welcome. Welcome. Happy New Year, all of it.
Yeah. Happy New Year to you, too. Hey, let's have a good 2019 together. What do you think?
I agree.
So,
you know,
go ahead.
The thing I like people to notice is that the very first word they utter after the ball drops is happy.
Mm-hmm.
All day yesterday, everywhere I went, even with strangers, I just kept saying Happy New Year, Happy mm-hmm. New Year, happy, and people said it back. So sometimes I think we don't realize how much we desire happy. Or the place that happy is in our lives, but it's the very first word we utter every year.
And I am never been happy with that, with just that. And that's the reason why I put the arm on people. I put a little extra pressure
on
people.
Huh?
Yeah, I put the New Year arm on people. And I say,
New York arm.
That's exactly right. I'm putting an arm on you. Now, my point is, I always say, let's have a good 2000. Let's have a good new year together. And so that makes some people have to be a little more responsible. I'm asking them to throw down. I'm asking them to declare to me right now. Let's have a good one together. Who wouldn't want to do that?
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. And that's what the world needs right now is more connection, as you know. You know, we have the illusion of connection. We have Facebook.
Yep.
We have Instagram.
Oh,
I know what Jim said.
That's
I looked at his Instagram. You know, it's not.
That's dysfunction.
But it is the illusion of connection.
Mm-hmm.
And whether we're talking about happiness or we're talking about joy, it means that we are, and lots of people don't like the word. I get it. But it means that we're connected somewhere. We feel connected to something. We feel connected to someone. We feel connected to some principles, some cause, some purpose.
Well,
and
don't
that's what fills you.
And don't you, Joanna? Don't you have to? We all seek happiness, but we have to learn where to seek that. You know, you're looking. Remember the old Gilly song, "Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places." You can't look for happiness in the wrong places. There was a time when social media was a place where you could go and get away, and you could get a smile to your face, and sometimes you can do that even now.
Sure.
But increasingly, social media is not making people happy. And so my point is, maybe people need to start looking at other places, and maybe a little bit less in the technological world. How about a little more happiness in the analog world? Us being analog humans and all. What do you think?
Us being analog humans and all. And I love your book because it brings that out. And that's exactly what's happening. So some of the things that I've been doing, we probably talked about this on air, so probably your readers know I've had over the last year and a half, 2 years, the most difficult, challenging years of my life. And being a happiness coach, that's tough, you know, because you say, well, wait a minute, you know, I'm practicing what I tell other people to practice and it's not working, or how come it's not working? It was a cracking open of every belief system I had. I had to get the garbage out of there,
mm-hmm.
and that's exactly what happened. Is that when you're striving towards something, when you have the goal of wholeness and happiness and joyousness in your life, everything that is not that has to get out of the way. Well, it turned out there was a lot of trauma in there. And here I was letting it go, and it's difficult to get rid of it. It's not like taking the trash out. You know, it's got to work its way through your body, and it very often makes you sick.
And it has a mind of its own sometimes, too, doesn't it?
Oh, it
has its own agenda sometimes.
I learned a lot about PTSD because that was the diagnosis. Uh-huh. But now I'm in the most astounding place because I have this huge amount of gratitude for everything that happened. Mm-hmm. Because without it, I wouldn't have the clarity I have.
What you did was something that I've been talking about a lot this week, and that was you found a way to get out of your own way.
Almost.
See, what I think it sounded to me like you described was that there were things inside of you that were getting you in your own way, and you found a way to do that.
Absolutely.
But there's another thing I know about you that brings up the next word that I want to make sure we talk about that you help people with all the time, and that is joy. Mm-hmm. I mean, Joanna, the to me, whenever I've had the toughest times, and I've had those times like you described since you and I've known each other.
Yeah.
You've known about those. You've been my friend through some of those tough times. You know, like times when I didn't know if I was going to be in business the next hour or not, and other things that happened. I always tried to – those were things that made me unhappy, and I was probably not going to be happy for a little while. But I always defaulted to the things that gave me joy. And the first thing was my children. The next thing would be maybe my grandchildren. The third thing would be my friendship. And of course, in the beginning, earlier than that, I would put my faith life ahead because I probably already said a little prayer. But those things give you joy that nobody can take away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that is so right. That is
those
so
relationships.
Right. And that joy, and those relationships, and even the joy that comes from, because some of the things that I've learned, even the joy that comes from noticing the beauty of a flower. Noticing the blue of the sky, the touch of the wind on your skin, the really bringing your attention to focus in the moment, mm-hmm. as to what is really going on, the lovely when you smell the coffee in the morning, those kinds of things can bring you a sense of joy, going to anywhere that's a beautiful place. And the older I get,
Joanna, the more I'm isolating joyous relationships and moments and experiences. And I'm trying to have more of those. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back and talk some more about this with our good friend Joanna Brandy. We got a special something special on the other side of these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.